Talking CMU baseball with Mavs skipper Chris Hanks on the team.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Cabra Mesa baseball team, joins us. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys.
Do you actually have the chessboard out this morning? Because you texted me you're be at the chessboard waiting for me.
Yeah, I already solved about five or six puzzles on chess.com, so that's how I get my mind going in the morning. I'm trying to get my rating up.
I see. Okay. So do you have like a streak? Is this like Duolingo? Do you have a streak of you do it every single day? How does that work?
Yeah, well, it tracks it for you. I'd miss once in a while.
Well, you got other things going on. But I would imagine for you, being a baseball coach, you know, baseball's essentially in some ways a game of chess of making the right moves at the right time. I would think that the game of chess would probably help you in that regard.
I would think so. I can't believe it took me this long to find the game. I only found it, you know, around Thanksgiving. And we got a group of players on the team. We play on the bus. And I guess there's a chess club that meets every Monday night out at the Safeway on Patterson Road. And we're going to crash it one of these nights.
I think it'd be great. Yeah, the Mesa baseball team goes to the chess club. I think that'd be cool.
Talking some smack.
We're coming here to take all your kings and queens. We're coming for the sweep. I love that. I think it'd be great if you go in, you have chest puffed out. Okay, here we are. All right, nerds. We're taking over. Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to see that. I hope the chess club would be that thrilled, but I'd love to see that nonetheless. For your baseball team, Chris, you were on the road at UCCS last weekend, had to battle the weather over there, and you were able to get 3 out of 4 in that series. You lose the finale 8-7, but Paul Schoenfeld, a big weekend for Paulie. He had a really good weekend at the plate, named RMAC Player of the Week, hit .643, 6 runs. He scored a couple doubles, home run, knocked in 12, had an OPS over 1.600 in game 2 of the series, 4-for-4, the couple of runs scored, 4 runs driven in, double, did a little bit of everything for you to be named the RMAC Player of the Week.
Yeah, Paulie had a great weekend, and it was a good weekend to do it. You know, we were out. Colby Felix missed the weekend with a hamstring, and we're hoping to get him back this weekend. But he filled in nice. You know, he picked up the slack there, and, you know, Paul himself was a kid who missed a little over a month due to hamstring issues. So it was good for him, and he helped us win some ball games.
Chris Hanks, coach of the 11th-ranked Cabra Mesa Mavericks baseball team, with us, and we've talked about how with pitching, that's been the one area you've tried to really, with your starting rotation, try to solidify. Now that we're into the final homestand of the season, you'll go to Adams State next week, and then the RMAC tournament, which you hope to be hosting once again after winning another RMAC title. Still, there's work to be done in that regard, but where do you feel like you are with your pitching right now, Chris, as you head into a very crucial part of the season, RMAC tournament, and of course, regional play as well?
Well, yeah, you know, we've liked our pitching all along. I think in that area we've underachieved this year. We have very good arms. We've got very good depth. I think we're finding the combinations, you know, where the starters go, how to use the relief guys. You know, we have quite a few number of new guys, so we're learning them. But I think we're narrowing in on what we're going to do to finish out here.
Chris Hanks, coach, the 11th-ranked Cabra Mesa Mavericks baseball team with us. And, Chris, it's New Mexico Highlands this weekend, and really for your ball club and trying to continue the domination over the Cowboys. You used to have some great, legendary, epic battles in the mid to late 2000s before, of course, you went on this long conference winning streak. But for the Cowboys, so you've won 17 straight against them, all 4 games in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Last season, Harry Estep is their new head coach. And it's been a bit of an up-and-down season at times for the Highlands Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, I think they're better. They have the new coach. They have new energy. A lot of the same players. But they're playing better. You know, they knocked off CSU Pueblo twice. They split that series, I believe. And they've given people trouble. They're competing hard. You know, they're dangerous to us if we take our eye off the ball, so to speak. You know, anybody can beat you, obviously, in this game, but they're particularly dangerous. So, you know, as a coach, this is a series that concerns us. You know, we got to make sure the guys really stay dialed in.
Tucker Simpson for them with a .361 batting average, 11 doubles, 8 home runs. He's got hits in his last 5 games, couple of home runs and 10 runs driven in. So he's been really the key to their success when they've won ball games this year with what he's done at the plate.
Yeah, you know, they've been a little bit hot and cold, and you know, so a little hard to predict. But you know, if they come in here, nothing to lose. You know, they're not going to make the tournament, and you know, as they finish up, you know, their objective and goal is to finish the season strong, and they get to test themselves against our club on the road. So we're viewing this as a test.
And for your club, there is a lot at stake here in terms of nailing down a 12 straight RMAC championship, your 28th overall for Colorado Mesa. Now, if you win all 4 games against Highlands, it would eliminate Metro State, School of Mines, Adams State from having a chance to win the conference. You'd also clinch a share of the title. You'd host the RMAC tournament. So while Highlands is next to last right now in the conference, like you said, can't overlook them. You never overlook anybody. But this is an important weekend for the ball club because a chance to really solidify a lot of things when it comes to the RMAC tournament and another championship.
Yeah, and beyond that, the regional situation and, you know, what we talked to the guys about yesterday is, and this is about playing your best at the end. So we got to raise our level. We got to play at a higher level. We always say, you know, we're competing against ourselves. We don't spend too much time on the club we're playing. We're always trying to measure our improvement, what we're doing, what our objectives are. And you know, if those kids, we have good leadership, you know, with Rob Schirrer and Jonathan Gonzalez and Declan Wiesner. You know, we got to focus on that because we need to be playing our best down the stretch here.
Should mention Regis still has a shot, but if you they lose one game and you win all 4, that takes them out of consideration as well for the RMAC regular season championship. You mentioned regional rankings, that the teams that are the 8 teams in the region listed in alphabetical order, and you're in there along with Regis and Metro State, and there's the 5 other Lone Star teams that are also in there as well. Inkblot Sports, they have you as the number 1 team in the region right now. So for, like you said, for your ball club, there's a lot to play for, not just the RMAC championship and those things, but to continue to hopefully end up with that top spot in the South Central region rankings.
Well, yeah, you know, you want to host the regional, and then, you know, if you're the number 1 seed, you have the opportunity, if you win the regional, to host the super. And that's been one of our goals ever since, you know, the school and Tim Foster stepped up and built this beautiful new stadium of ours. It would allow us to host that event. And, you know, that's certainly, you know, since this was built, is something that we want to do. We want to make whoever, you know, a Texas school, you know, come to us.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team with us. And, Chris, we should mention that Friday night's game, the opener of the series in New Mexico Islands, will not be at the Diamond of the Bergman Sports Complex. It's going to be back at your old stomping grounds over at Sam Saplesio Field for the fireworks game on Friday night. And, by the way, we'll have the game on 1100 KNZZ with our pregame at 6:50 on Friday night for that one. Over at Sam Saplesio Field, chance for fans to get out and watch the Mavericks and have some, enjoy some fireworks after the game on Friday night, and hopefully some fireworks on the field as well.
Yeah, it'll be a little later start, 7 p.m. A lot going on campus this weekend, a lot of different events from track and field to softball to lacrosse. So I know our athletic department has their hands full, and you know, we've adjusted game times and whatnot to try to help out that cause. But 7 o'clock at Saplesio Field for the fireworks game, and ought to be a lot of fun. And then we start our doubleheader Saturday beginning at 3 p.m.
All right, so make sure you get out
back
and
at the Diamond.
Get back over at Bergman Sports Complex on Saturday for that. But, yeah, very busy weekend. And I think this is a really cool number about you and the softball team, that you're 5th nationally. You have 76 home runs. Softball team, they just set a single season school record. They're also they lead the nation in home runs hit, on pace to break the RMAC and national record for home runs at 107. That you and the softball team have combined the Maverick baseball team for 183 home runs. That's tops in the nation. I think for Mercedes Bode and yourself, I mean, it's kind of a cool thing that both your baseball team and Mercedes team been hitting a lot of round trippers this season.
Well, that's certainly something everybody enjoys about the game of baseball or softball or the home runs. We don't put a whole lot of focus on it, and we find that when we don't, the production's better. But yeah, Mercedes and Willie, the group over there, we're proud of them. They sure had a good season, and we hope it continues.
Does Mercedes ever come by your office and say, Chris, we've hit, look where we're at. We're over 103 home runs, on pace to break a record. You've hit 76 home runs. What you got? Would you like some tips on how to hit some home runs? Is she giving you a little good-natured grief about that?
No, we haven't had much conversation, but what is kind of funny, because of how our fields are set up, is they'll occasionally hit home run softballs at practice and whatnot into the baseball field. We throw them back. Our guys hit them into the softball field. They throw them back. So when they go in the softball field, we don't even go after them because we know they'll throw them back. and we do the same for them.
That's great. I think that's cool. It's a fun little friendly rivalry with the softball team, the baseball team, both hitting a lot of home runs this season. Don't forget, we'll have coverage on